How do you pronounce your last name?
An Chang.
An Chang?
Yeah, just the way it's spelled.
Okay.
Nothing fancy.
An Chang. An Chang. Okay. So, how did you start the magazine?
So, when I came out here, an immigrant from Cameroon, I was a teacher. And yet, the representation of my life as an immigrant, they made me seem like I was a leech. And I started, you know, talking to other immigrants and trying to see if they shared similar, you know, experiences. And they expressed to me that they didn't see themselves represented. And said, you know what, let me create a platform so I can represent voices such as mine. And so I just had the boldness to just call it the Immigrant Magazine.
I read why you came to the United States, but I would just like for the record, you know, why did you come here to the United States?
Well, I came to the United States because I was frustrated in my country, basically. You know, I grew up with dreams and aspirations of greatness, of doing things. I always knew from the time I was a child that I wanted to be in media. But I did not see the opportunities back home. It's not that the structures weren't there, but the system, a system of corruption, basically, where, you know, in order to move ahead, it's either you're dealing with professors who harass or a system where you need to know somebody who knows somebody, even though you are capable, more than capable. As a student, I got myself involved in some activism. As you can see, I like to speak up. So I was involved in that kind of sense. And at some point, it just like, okay, I'm just going to get killed here. And what use would that be? Maybe I should get out of here and empower myself. And then I can be able to come back.
Is there a group that groups that you feel are particularly misrepresented that maybe your magazine helps a lot with?
The group that I feel that has not been well represented would be the Hispanic community, because the millions and millions of Hispanics in this country who contribute a ton. However, if you look at the conversation on immigration, they're always pegged as the illegal, undocumented, you know, and nobody leaves their country to go to another land just for the sheer pleasure of it. You abandon your family, you abandon your relatives, your upbringing, everything that really makes up your human spirit. The only reason people come here is because they see an opportunity. I'm not encouraging illegal anything, but I do appreciate where they're coming from. And I really love to see that immigration conversation will be steered more toward a more humane approach to understanding why families would risk their lives and abandon everything to be here.
You talk about how, you know, it's for the whole immigrant community, but what would you say to those people who are publishing kind of these very focused directed magazines, and maybe they're saying, you can't represent us properly?
Immigrant Magazine is just a bridge, a platform to take your story from just your community and bring it out to the world. If my story is only told in, let's say, African newspaper, magazine or something, what's the readership? It's very unlikely that someone of a different ethnic background will read that story. However, my story may be a human interest story that cuts across ethnic boundaries. So I am not personally writing their stories. Their stories are brought to me by members of journalists from their communities who represent their ethnic backgrounds.
Is there one story that reminds you that what you're doing is worthwhile?
Of Virgilia Viegas growing up as a little girl, her mom pegs her with some businessman in the United States. She marries this guy and becomes a mother to two children. With no education, barely a high school diploma. She's here and she loses that husband. He dies. And so she has to raise her kids by herself. And today, she's the president of the Miss Asia USA pageant, a big pageant that grooms young women. Like, she didn't look at her challenges in life and settle. She decided to take it a step further. When I see what she's accomplished, it makes me realize I have no excuse. You know what? I can do better. I mean, there are millions of those stories out there. And Immigrant Magazine just wants to be that platform.
I was Pamela Anchung of Immigrant Magazine. Thank you, Pamela, for coming here.
You're very welcome. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And I wish you all the best.